You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Attention, those of you looking to go on a fun vacation and see the world on the cheap. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth even more in other countries, so there's never been a better time to travel outside the USA. The dollar is worth over $1.30 in Canadian dollars, and it's the same for Australia. You can fly there today and have fun and maximize your travel dollar. Your U.S. dollar is worth over $3 in Brazilian reals, and it's worth over $18 in Mexican pesos. Plus, in Argentina, it's worth over $27 in Argentine pesos. Just think of the bargains you'll get. And the way you get the cheapest airfare to any destination is by calling Tickets That Cheap. Save up to 75% on your foreign vacation tickets. Don't wait. Call now. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. That's 800-586-8571.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Welcome into Tomorrow for the weekend of Friday, November 15th, 2019. I am Dave Graveline. Glad to have you with us. And we're coming to you from the Dexcom G6 studios. Always know where your glucose is headed and how fast. Visit DEXCOM.com. Rosmo's in the control room. H working with the show out of New York City. And you are?
Chris Graveline.
You sure?
I think so.
You didn't sound so sure about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know everyone you know if they have our updated app already?
Yes.
Okay, good. That means you're doing a good job of spreading the word. Because everyone else listening, I'm sure, already has the brand new free updated that I mentioned, no cost, Into Tomorrow app. Search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow. Don't we even have Cam talking about that? Or tell me you didn't get to that, to put it in this system.
I hear he'll be in the studio with us next week talking about it.
Oh, will he be in the studio next week? Are you, like, really sure that that'll happen?
I think so.
All right. Well, in the meantime,
call in, win stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, too, Cam. Because he wanted to be on the radio more. So we did talk to him on the radio. And he's telling everyone about our new updated app, among other things. All right. Oh, and stay tuned. Hopefully you're also following us on Facebook, Into Tomorrow, very easy, or me, just Dave Graveline, because we're going to ask our audience very soon to participate in a very unique way where you can give us a little holiday greeting for the rest of our audience. We call them rejoins. As we come back from a commercial break and rejoin the show, we have these little things that normally during the holidays, myself and our staff likes to do, where we'd like to say happy holidays and so forth. But we're going to invite our audience to do the same, and then we'll rotate them. So you, too, can be heard on the air without even having to call in with a question or a comment or help for another listener or share your favorite app. Just a separate thing with a 10 to 15 second maximum holiday greeting.
I think I'd like to try that so I can be heard on the radio with you.
Oh, gosh. So stay tuned for that. And the reason I say Facebook is because we're going to announce exactly how to do that on my Facebook post. So follow me if you don't already. And the show. And we'll put it up there. Maybe we'll even do a post on the website at intotomorrow.com.
Maybe.
You're working on the material we need for that.
Yeah.
Like a sample and so forth. Very easy.
Yeah.
Okay, very fine. We have some tech news, like Netflix is keeping a close eye on their new rival. You know who their new rival is, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Disney.
Plus.
Which many are calling Disney Minus.
Disney Minus already, exactly. The first day of launch, people were saying Disney Minus. But official name is Disney Plus, of course, launched this week, and can be streamed on many popular devices, including Apple and Google smartphones and tablets and other devices, and Roku and Xbox and PS4. I mean, Disney splashes it everywhere. With up to 4 concurrent streams allowed per household. So that you got mom, dad, and the 2 kids, all 4 of you can be watching something different. or whomever, Amazon and Disney have resolved a dispute over terms of the service, meaning that Disney Plus will also be available on Fire products. It's $6.99 per month at the moment.
But this is Disney, so pretty soon it'll be, you know, $699 a month.
Exactly. It's Disney, so expect long lines and increased prices. Or $69.99 per year. Not $70. $69.99 per year at the moment. There will also be a $12.99 per month bundle of Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and ad-supported version of Hulu. So... it's crazy. But I think the first thing I said about Netflix keeping a very close eye on their new rival, and they're saying, no, of course we welcome them. What else are they going to say?
Well, not only that, but you know, about a week before its launch, Reed Hastings, founder of Netflix, was doing an interview, and he said that he would subscribe to Disney Plus.
Because he has kids? Or he just wants to see what they're doing?
He just wants to check out the competition.
Exactly. So we shall see. And I'm curious about everyone in our audience. Are you going to pay the $7? I'm sorry, $6.99 a month?
Well, apparently in the first day they got over 10 million people to do that.
Something like that.
10 million subscribers in the first day.
Ridiculous. Well, because a lot of people want to see what it is.
Right.
Well, but don't they also have some kind of a goofy disclaimer?
Yeah, they've added a
disclaimer to be politically correct. I'm so sick of PC nonsense.
Yeah, they've added a disclaimer to the description of many of their older programs, warning people, you know, that this may contain out of date cultural references to certain things.
Get over yourselves. May contain out-of-date cultural references.
Yeah.
Like Mickey Mouse claiming to be a him?
Yeah, I don't know.
He? His? Gosh. I don't know. But I am curious, again, if our audience is getting, and if you are receiving it already, do you think it's worth the $7 a month? Or is it cheap at the moment? Because it's really just a bunch of old Disney stuff.
Well, a lot of people are already saying that it was just overhyped, overmarketed, and you know, apparently so many people tried to sign up at the same time that it was crashing their servers the first day.
Oh, but they'd love to hear that.
Yeah, and there were
we're so popular.
Well, there were really, really long wait times for their customer service online.
Wait a minute. They were waiting in line for a Disney product?
Yeah, that's a shocker.
Wow. Well, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, do stay connected with us, won't you, in many ways, and it's free. There's no subscription. You can even get our full 3 hours, yes, 3 hours every week by subscribing at no cost to our free podcast. All that detail for you at intotomorrow.com.
So according to a report by the Wall Street Journal, Google plans to offer checking accounts run by Citigroup and a credit union. Now, they say the financial institutions' brands, not Google, will front the accounts. Of course, Google declined to comment. Apparently, Google hasn't taken over enough of our lives. Now they want to get into our wallets and see exactly how we're spending our money.
Exactly. And that's really
bizarre. So they can serve you up with more ads.
I got a pitch the other day from Credit Karma to open a savings account. It's like, they're doing savings accounts with 1.90% interest. What? I think my current bank and a local credit union are giving me like 0.5%. So 1.9%? Okay, but can I trust them?
I don't know.
Are they going to take my money and run and then give me a bad credit rating?
Maybe.
But Credit Karma Bank now. That's getting nuts. I can see it at the grocery checkout. You're trying to write a Google check. And the cashier says, I'm sorry, we can't search for your money. We have to have actual money. No, it's a checking account. With a Google logo. Yeah, sure. Why do you have Google all over your checks? Who writes a check anymore, though?
I don't.
I don't either. I can't remember the last time I wrote a check. A system bug allowing Facebook to access cameras as users scroll through their news feeds has been discovered. As if we don't have enough. Again, we tell you, no such thing as privacy. Here's further proof. The bug, which appears to affect only iPhones running iOS 13.2.2. Well, it doesn't affect our Android devices, so not a problem. But it's been verified by Facebook, and they submitted finally a fix to the App Store.
Yeah, I mean, I was wondering because earlier in the week, you know, I was on Facebook and it said that my daughter was live, had a live video. It's like, she's never done any live video, and so I checked it out, and it was like a 20-second long video of just dark and like background noise. So I'm assuming that may have been part of it. So it maybe without her knowing had her broadcasting live.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Fortunately, she wasn't getting dressed or something.
Yeah.
Broadcasting live and then being saved for people to see. Well, isn't that nice? So Facebook not playing nice with an iPhone, turning on your camera automatically just as you scroll through a news feed.
You know, I don't think I'll ever go live on Facebook.
You know, I've never done that either. I've never had any reason to. Why would I go live? You know, I wouldn't. Maybe if I was ever not standing in line at a Disney park or something. Here you go. Just going live to stick with me for 3 hours to see if we get up to this ride or something.
Yeah, well, it's like I was at a Veterans Day parade on Veterans Day with my son, and I noticed so many people just with their phones out the whole time. We like video, you know, do it. I don't know if they were live feeding or doing something, but
or just recording
my thing,
everything.
Right, my whole thing is enjoy the parade. Don't look at it through your phone. You're here in person.
Yeah. Well, that applies to any of us as we're out and about, maybe sightseeing and vacationing and so forth. It's like, okay, fine, take a couple of pictures, but then, yes, enjoy it in person and keep those kinds of memories. Fine, you want to picture the kids on the big rock overlooking the beautiful waterfalls. Great, do it, but don't do the entire thing. Like, in this case, the whole parade, they're just on their phone with it. Well, my gosh, just send a family member and then watch it from home.
Exactly.
What's the whole point? Although, I guess when they were throwing candy at the crowd, you wouldn't have gotten any if you were home.
That's true.
You had to eat the leftover Halloween candy.
So if you woke up last week to a weird text message that seemed totally out of place, you're not alone.
Well, you always send me weird text messages.
That's true. A mysterious wave of missives swept America's phones overnight, delivering largely unintelligible messages from friends, family, and even the occasional ex. Friends who hadn't talked to each other in over months were jolted into chatting, and others briefly panicked. Now, the best explanation seems to be that old texts sent in the spring suddenly went through. Two people said that they figured out that the original messages were never received. Now, it's not clear why the months-long delay happened. Mobile carriers offered unhelpful explanations for the weird text phenomenon, which appeared to be widespread, at least according to social media. A Sprint spokeswoman said that it resulted from a, quote, maintenance update for messaging platforms at multiple U.S. carriers and would not explain further.
So it wasn't just on Sprint.
No, multiple carriers.
Yeah.
T-Mobile called it a third-party vendor issue.
Of course.
Verizon and AT&T didn't respond.
No, not at all, because they have no clue anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, we don't know what it is. Just don't say anything.
I mean, could you imagine, you know, God forbid, you know, somebody you were chatting with, you know, like died months ago. Now all of a sudden you're getting a text message from them.
Oh, now that's spooky. That's kind of creepy. But even more creepy is one of my exes or something.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Why is she suddenly texting me out of the blue? Yeah, that's just as bizarre. Because that's what got my attention when you said people were getting texts from their exes and getting suddenly very nervous about it, or maybe trying to be polite with a response, and then the other person is going, well, I didn't send this. What are you responding to?
It's now fall, and these apparently were all messages that were sent in the spring that just never went through until
now. Oh, nice. Well, because of the thaw. Must have been the spring thaw, and now that it's the fall. Skip summer altogether, and then it's freezing again. So they said, oh, wait, before we totally freeze, get these out.
The text messages were on summer vacation.
Oh, boy. You know, it's all about the likes, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Instagram likes will become private for a portion of some U.S. users this week as part of a test that it's been running in 7 countries already. That according to Adam Mosseri, CEO, who also said, it's about young people. The idea is to try and depressurize Instagram. Make it less of a competition. Good luck with that. While marketers will still have access to like metrics, of course, because it's all about we are the product, right? A recent Hype Auditor study found a drop in like counts in those countries where the policy is in effect. Do you think? If the number of likes of anything isn't displayed, then yeah, you're going to get fewer likes, I think, because people are going to say, well, I don't know, if a bunch of people are liking it, it's interesting, I'll move on. You know, keep swiping.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea. But if you're one of those people that's a portion of some U.S. users that suddenly your likes disappear altogether, don't think it's you. Don't think that you have no likes. Apparently, there's not going to be a likes counter visible. You just post whatever. And no one will see how many people liked it. Which, in the long run, I see Erasmo shaking his head yes. Like, maybe that's a good thing. Because it's not all about the likes. We've talked about that for a long time.
No, it's all irrelevant to me because I've now officially been off Instagram for more than a year.
Yeah, but you know, if Instagram is doing it, then everybody else is going to do it too.
Well, that I'm not on Twitter. I'm barely on Facebook, so yeah.
So you're just antisocial altogether.
Exactly.
Oh, well, that kind of figures. Joe in Gladewater, Texas, doesn't say, but I'm assuming he hears us on KTBB because that's in the area near where they broadcast from.
Yeah.
I'll bet he gets their signal. Hey, Joe, welcome into tomorrow.
Was wondering if you knew of any technology out there that a person could use in a classroom setting for if a person he had like four people answering a question that a person could click in and they would be the first one, kind of like on Jeopardy. Hmm. Is there any information or any tools out there that would allow you to do that with, say, an iPad or a laptop?
Well, Joe, you really don't need a laptop or an iPad for this, at least not if all you're trying to do is get someone to hit the buzzer in an in-person classroom setting. You can find buzzers like the ones you're describing online for barely any money. For example, if you search for answer buzzers on Amazon, you'll easily find sets of four buzzers for between 10 and 12 bucks. If you want to get more kids involved, there are sets of 12 on sale as we speak for about $65. Now, if you have a little bit more money to spend, you can find wireless buzzer systems that connect to a tower that lights up in the color of the first buzzer pressed for about $360. Now, that's obviously a whole lot more than the 10 or 12 that we're recommending. That system is called Who's First?
And then there's similar but wired versions for eight kids that cost around $100. Now, you'll not be short on options. You'll find different designs, some meant to resemble game show buzzers, some not. You'll find systems that tie together and choose the winner, while others will just make a distinct sound and allow you to decide who buzzed first. There are yes and no buzzers, and so on. There's plenty of reasonably priced options to get you what you're after, and you can easily find them on any large retailer online.
Yeah. Joe, I think that's a very cool idea, though, because it's especially if it gets a group of kids more motivated to do something and answer correctly. And you could do it for any subject, obviously. I can see it now with math questions or geography or any number of things. That'd be kind of neat. Let us know what you end up going with, because we'd be delighted to share that with our audience as well, so others listening can say, well, if it worked for Joe and this is what he got, I'm going to try the same thing. Let us know via the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app.
Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now, and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
Another Into Tomorrow tech tidbit for you to chew on. When electricity was first installed in the White House in 1891, President Benjamin Harrison and his wife were afraid of electrocution because of the new concept. They refused to touch any light switches, so the staff had to turn the lights on and off for them. That's great. Hey, I'm the president. I'm not going to touch it. Turn that light on. Yes, sir.
Well, you know, it's like those, you know, official food tasters that I guess are making sure the food's not poisoned. It's like, well, what happens if it is?
Yeah, I know. Well, then you have another food taster next time. Wow. So that's really weird. They didn't want to get electrocuted, so have the staff do it. They're expendable.
Nice.
Interesting. 800-899-INTO is the number to call when you'd like to participate on the program. 800-899-4686. Even better, however, is to use the Into Tomorrow app and send a message to the studio. That's what it says on the app.
Right? It's free.
Message the studio. Yeah.
The app and sending a message. They're both free.
They're both free.
Yeah.
And we love it when you get the app. Oh, maybe even give us 5 stars. Ooh, that warms the cockles of my heart. And if you do a little review, hopefully a nice one, then that warms the cockles of my other heart. It's, oh, and look.
And you can hear our show 24-7.
Oh, that's me.
That's you.
And then 24-7, the last 7 weeks' worth of shows is streaming on the app instantaneously. That's pretty impressive, if I may say so myself. Our app developer did a good job.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available wherever you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 to get more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
When you do participate on the program, preferably using the app, we send you prizes because it's what we do. From Lexip, we've got ceramic glide feet for your computer mouse so you can upgrade your mouse gliding quality. It really works. It's pretty cool.
From Catalyst, we've got rugged cases for various iPhone models.
Tracker sent us a couple more of their Pixel trackers. Simply attach it to any item, then find it anywhere in the world with your smartphone.
From Quilt, we've got the Quilt 2. You can attach any USB storage device and access your files from anywhere.
And Bits Limited with their mini squids. I'd never travel without one of my mini squids. Travel-size, surge-protected power strips with 2 USB charging ports in addition to electricity that your staff can plug in for you so you don't have to touch anything. All you have to do is participate, so do use the app, won't you? Visit us at intotomorrow.com for more.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. You know, we've heard for years that movies were going to kill plays. TV was going to kill movies. Streaming's going to kill appointment TV. Of course, everything was going to kill radio. Well, none of that happened. None of them really die, but they do change and evolve. If you've got any questions about that or anything else involving consumer tech, we invite you to join us and participate on the show, and not just because we send out prizes when you participate. A lot of our guests and sponsors and other friends of the program are regularly sending us cool things to share with you, but because when you call into the show anytime at your leisure 24/7, you make the show. Your questions, comments, help for other listeners, your tech rage, whatever the case, really forms the broadcast each and every week, and we're glad to have you. And 23 years we've been doing this, having a lot of fun doing it, but hopefully also being informative and helping you with any digital dilemma that you may have. Would you like to have one app to collect all of your photos, videos, and documents into a single library? Well, while we don't do full interviews usually on an app, we thought this has a lot going for it. So we invited the CEO of Mylio, David Vaskovich, to join us. David, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
It's a pleasure. You kind of describe Mylio as a visual story of your life. Tell me how that happens.
Well, I've always been interested in the structure of memory, you know, human memory. Like, how do we remember things from our childhood? How do I find that, you know, picture of the special vacation or something that a friend did? And, you know, I've always been frustrated by the fact that, you know, people take so many photos these days and they can never find the ones they want. So that's where Mylio came from.
And what's really cool about that is a lot of people say, yeah, but, you know, most of smartphones, both Apple and Android, of course, will always tag your pictures. So if you remember the date, then just look it up by date. Well, it's not that easy, you know. And sure, they'll tag your photos, but half the time it's like, oh, my gosh, where were we? What were we doing? I remember taking a picture, in our case, on a particular remote broadcast, but I don't remember which one or, you know, where in the world we were, but I've got a picture of that product that we're talking about, and it's not easy to find. So how is it that you're able to make all this happen, or do we make some sort of a note every time we take a picture or shoot a video?
Well, a lot of it is automatic, but a lot of it is also that we try to think about humans, not computers. So how do humans think about their pictures? So, you know, when I'm in Google Photos or Apple iCloud Photo Library, what wonderful names. But anyways, you know, mostly I'm getting the scrolling view of my pictures. So what we do instead is, first of all, you know, we have a map view, which Apple also has, but Google doesn't. And that's very nice because then I can look at, you know, I went to Italy. Oh, yeah, it was the time that I went to Venice. But the thing that we have that's really unique is we have a calendar view, and the calendar looks like a calendar, but it has one unique feature. You know, most calendars have a day view, a month view, sometimes a week view. If you're lucky, you get a year view. We get a decades view.
Wow.
And the reason we have a decades view is that my calendar goes back to when my mother was born, 1923. So I have almost 100 years of pictures in there. And if I scroll around, I see that, for instance, in 1934, when she was 11 years old, there she is sledding. Or, you know, I can go to when I was born, and sure enough, there's a picture of me as a little baby. So here's an interesting question. I always ask people, so do you have a picture of yourself as a baby? Okay, how about you? Do you have a picture of yourself as a baby?
There is one picture I can point to that I have with my mom that I post on Mother's Day sometimes as a reminder out in front of church, and I think I was a year old or something. And beyond that, I have no idea where else I'd find something.
Exactly. So when I ask people, you know, like a quarter of the people will tell me, I don't even know if I have a picture. And then another quarter will tell me it's in a box or in an album. People will say I scanned them and it's on a disc. But almost nobody ever says, so my picture, my bar mitzvah, my graduation, all those things is on my phone, on my tablet, on my computers. And it's all, I can find it looking it up by my name, looking it up by the place in a map, or looking it up in that human calendar, which is the way people really think in their heads, not the way computers think.
Now, David, I'm assuming, though, this has got to all be in a cloud, because how can you keep them all on your phone? We would use up all of the available memory in a heartbeat.
So in my case, none of my pictures are in the cloud, and I have about 10 terabytes of pictures. So what Mylio does, so this is another unique thing we did. So there's two things we believe in, privacy and choice. So to me, I mean, I know the reason that Google gives you free storage for all your photos. Because if you said to me, what's the one piece of data I could have to do the best job at advertising? You only get one piece. Give me somebody's photos, and I'll know everything about them, what they wear, how many kids they have, what vacations they go on. So I don't really want that. Now, when I say choice, we know that some of our users don't want any pictures in the cloud, like me. Other users want their pictures in the cloud, but they don't want to be locked in. So we have a bring-your-own-cloud. Today we support both Google and Amazon, and in the future we'll support others. But I still haven't answered your key question. So what we do is we will take all of your originals, and we will allow you to designate one or two or three, in my case four computers, and call them vaults. There's nothing special about them except you've told Mylio that you wanted to aggregate all your originals there. So I have two copies of my originals at home, two copies at work, And I'm not afraid that something is going to happen to my home and my office at the same time. And it's automatic. I spend 0 minutes per month on backup. But here's the magic sauce. So we have a proprietary compression algorithm. So we can take even a really high-resolution picture, let's say a 40-megapixel picture from a Sony camera. That's a consumer camera. It's just a big picture.
Yeah.
And we can compress it down to under a megabyte. But here's the key. The compressed image is indistinguishable from the original on a Retina display. It's fully editable. And when you do the edits, we send the edits back to where the originals are, too, and we preserve fidelity. So if you're working on a picture of your daughter on your phone, on an airplane, and you crop it, you adjust it, when you go back and look at the picture on your home computer and print it, let's say poster size, it will look exactly the same. So because of this compression, I can have 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 pictures on an iPad or a phone and use up very little space.
That's amazing. And then, like you mentioned, the backups, the redundancy is there, and you're not going to lose anything. And in the event of catastrophe, because we always talk about this on the show, we remind people every week, back up everything that's important, pictures, videos, documents, what have you. But if something, God forbid, happens in your home and you lose that, then there's the copy at work or there's the copy at grandma's or whatever. They always have some sort of an off-premise copy of important things. And if you're happy with a cloud, I loved your line, bring your own cloud. But if you're happy with a service that provides that kind of thing, wonderful, use it. But at least it's off-prem and you've got that backup. That sounds very important. David, let me do this. Let me interrupt for just a minute. Let's pay a couple of quick bills because there's more we want to learn about Mylio as Into Tomorrow continues.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 800-419-2335.
As we're back joining Into Tomorrow, thank you for tuning in. We're talking with the CEO of Mylio, David Vaskovich. This app really sounds to me like it'll be very helpful for people who are maybe looking to scan and organize tons of old photos. Because
it's like
if we can do that, I want to save them, but then now what do I do? And then how do I go back and find something from 100 years ago?
Yeah, so here's a perfect example. You know, one of our users collected photos from her extended family. So she had 50,000 pictures scanned. And, you know, like a stack of albums, like 2 feet tall, you could carry it, right?
Yeah.
It's about 15,000 pictures, just to put this in perspective. So when I started talking to her, she said, David, I scanned all the pictures and they're on a disc. Actually, they're on more than one disc. So now I feel safe because one of the discs is in a safe deposit box. But it's been 3 years, and I haven't even started organizing the pictures because I never get to sit down in my home office. So with Mylio, she bought an iPad mini. The 50,000 pictures easily in the compressed form fit into her iPad mini. It took less than a quarter of the available storage, so she had lots of room for movies and whatever else.
Cool.
And then I met her a year later, and she was almost in tears. She said, David, I've now organized a third of the pictures. Where did she do it? On airplanes, waiting for the dentist while she was on vacation, because she had those, you know, with Mylio, everything is with you always, whether you have an internet connection or not. And then whenever any two MyLeo machines see each other, they bring each other up to date. So you never think about, can I do this now?
That's awesome. Because, again, people are thinking about, well, if I only had the ability to do this while I'm on a long flight somewhere and otherwise bored and I've already seen all the movies or what have you, can't sleep. How about doing that, organizing your photos and doing a little editing perhaps and cropping the X out of it? You know, whatever you've got to do that you just don't ever have a chance to get around to, I'm getting the impression that MyLeo does make those things very easy to do.
Okay, now I have to tell you the best part. This is actually ties back to your original question.
Okay.
So one thing that I tell people is, if you use MyLeo, you're going to start to discover pictures you either had forgotten you had or didn't even know you had. So we were doing an event, and there was a guy there who had started using MyLeo, and he was all emotional because he discovered some pictures from his childhood. And then, so my father died when I was 13, and my oldest memory of him is sitting on a beach an hour north of Toronto, probably when I was 5 years old. So I'm sitting on a plane looking through old pictures with MyLeo, and then all of a sudden, I discover a picture of me on the beach with my dad.
Wow.
I discover the picture of that memory. And then I'm sitting there on the plane. I have tears rolling down my cheeks. I can't even explain to the person next to me why I'm so emotional. And if it weren't for MyLeo, I probably would never have even known I had that picture.
Mm. Well, see, there's reason enough right there to deal with MyLeo. Now, let's talk about, is there a cost involved? And if so, how much? Is it free? How does that part work?
Well, the answer is yes, because we have three tiers. So the bottom tier is the free tier, and we've tried to be really generous. So the free tier accommodates 25,000 pictures and three devices. So that could be like a phone, a telephone, a computer, and an iPad.
Nice.
And now the other limitation of the free tier is it only does JPEG. Okay.
Okay.
When you step up a tier, it's $100 a year. You could think of it as $10 a month. And then you're at 100,000 pictures, five devices, and everything, including RAW.
Wow.
So the reason I say RAW is there are a lot of people who hear RAW. Wow, that sounds complicated. I don't want to do it, you know. But with MyLeo, what you do is you simply flick a switch on your camera and forget about it, except now you have more ability if a picture isn't quite right to fix it. It's like automatic. So, and then there's a top tier, which we call the max tier, and that's $250 a year. And that gives you basically unlimited everything, as many devices as you want, as many pictures as you want. And you know, I have to tell you this little story. So we have a user in Holland. He's a plumber. So they have no cameras. He and his wife take pictures. And he told me, he said, I have an iPhone, and my wife has an Android phone, and I want to stay married. So she's always going to have her Android phone.
Yep.
I thought that was funny. So he said, David, we take 20,000 pictures a year with our phones. It's like kids and traveling. And then I realized this guy was a Mac subscriber. He's paying us $250 a year. So I asked him why, because, you know, his library's not that huge. He said, David, we have like eight devices, and what you're talking about is $25 a month. I can't take my family to a movie for that, and I get so much value out of it.
Yeah.
So that's the answer to your question.
Love it. And more info can be had, including those pricing plans, when you visit MyLeo.com. It's MyLeo.com. Real quick, David, MyLeo, does that come from anything in particular? How'd the name come about?
Well, there's two answers, as usual with me. It is a made-up name, but then we decided it stands for My Life is Organized.
Oh, very! I love it. There you go. So MyLeo.com, we'll link you there, too, when you visit us at IntoTomorrow.com. David, thanks so much for sharing with us. I love what you're doing. Keep up the good work, and more importantly, keep up the ability to share and keep all those incredible memories.
And thank you for being willing to talk about an app. We appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Again, MyLeo.com for more info. And you certainly want to get it. Hey, at least try the free one, right? And you can have so many pictures and say, wow, this really does work, just like David said on Dave's show. And then you might want to upgrade to one of the other plans and just go crazy with it. I love it. IntoTomorrow.com. We're back with more as we continue. I'm Dave Graveline on the Advanced Media Network.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-295-4183 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-295-4183. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-295-4183. 800-295-4183.
Welcome back into tomorrow. Do you remember the first spacecraft to visit Mars? I'll tell you, it was back in 1965. Mariner 4. Not 1, 2, or 3. Mariner 4 was the first spacecraft to visit Mars.
See, most people think it was in, I think it was 96 with the rover, but that was just the first time we got pictures from Mars.
Yeah, there you go.
Live pictures.
There you go. You know what? Into tomorrow, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
Where have I heard that before?
About technology. Yeah, I'm not selling you insurance. I'm just just telling you. Even though we stole their line, why not? It happens. By the way, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. And don't forget that you can listen to us 24/7 on our website or on our free Into Tomorrow app. StreamGuys.com helps us stream the last several weeks of Into Tomorrow nonstop.
There you go.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History, 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 history.
Here's Chris.
This week, back in 1866, the rotary crank bicycle was patented in Paris, France. Dave was there and got the first one.
Hey, that just make me cranky.
This calls for immediate discussion.
The bike, incidentally, was known as the Bone Shaker.
I beg your pardon?
In 1963, Bell Telephone introduced the first commercial push-button telephone. The push-button phone replaced the rotary dial phone, which had been in use for decades.
Cool.
In 1985 this week, Microsoft Windows 1.0 was released. Windows was received poorly by critics, who felt that the operating system put too much emphasis on mouse input at a time when mouse use was not yet widespread. And now many of us can't imagine using even a laptop without a mouse.
I know. I don't like the little glide pad myself. I prefer a mouse. Give me a mouse.
In 1992 this week, the first smartphone, which was not the Apple iPhone, it was the IBM Simon, was introduced at the Comdex convention in Las Vegas, Nevada. There's another show out somewhere out in Vegas that seems to be going the same direction as Comdex.
Yeah, you mean imploding?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody we talk to, fewer and fewer are going this year.
And this week in 1995, Toy Story was released by Pixar Animation Studios as the first feature-length film created completely using computer-generated imagery. Pixar was, of course, co-founded by the man who brought us Apple, Steve Jobs.
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info on these annual retail events at ifa-berlin.com.
Yehuda in Silver Spring, Maryland, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast and calling in. We love you for it, using the free Into Tomorrow app.
I'm calling in response to a call from the October 11th show about streaming for a church. I highly recommend OBS Studio. It's a free and open source piece of software that we use for streaming for all kinds of synagogue and community events. We stream to YouTube, and it works really well. We've never had issues with it. I also use some cheap USB 3 HDMI capture cards. You can even do multiple cameras as long as your hardware can support it. And I run this on some relatively old laptops and never have any trouble. I highly recommend it.
Wow. Thank you, sir. Yehuda, we love listeners helping other listeners. That is a classic example.
See, and he streams for a synagogue, helping somebody who wants to stream for a church. So we're bringing faiths together tomorrow.
Hallelujah! but that's great. And thank you very much for that, because you can always stay tuned. Our listeners are the best. IntoTomorrow.com.